The Cosmic Tarot. Key number 5. The Hierophant. This awareness indicates that recapitulating from the beginning, Aleph is the breath. Akasha is the void, is the pure spirit. The Magician, the second card, is the creator, the doing entity. The Magician creates in this action on the High Priestess, who is the void left over after the Magician has removed himself as he created himself. Upon the High Priestess, the Magician creates and molds his will and brings forth form, and this is the Empress. This awareness indicates that this has been in previous readings related to the Church in general. The Empress is symbolic of the unconscious, of the desires, of the feeling parts of experience. This awareness indicates that the Emperor is symbolic of the mental directive part of form, of experience in form. This awareness indicates that this sixth card, the Hierophant, is symbolic of the linking, the yoking part of consciousness, of experience, that links together the mind, the Emperor, the desires and feelings and the Empress, linking these two together through words and sounds. The Emperor sets boundaries, creates descriptions and is symbolic of the mind. The Empress creates reflections, and these reflections relate to the emotions. The Hierophant links these to aspects of creation, that which sets a boundary and that which is form. The Hierophant links this also through the doer and to the spirit. This awareness indicates that the Hierophant is symbolic of the linking mind. The focusing mind of the Emperor is that which defines. The linking mind. The focusing mind of the Emperor is that which defines. The linking mind of the Hierophant is that which makes connections between one level and the next. This awareness indicates this relates unto as above, so below, and as it is within, so it is without. This relates to the concept of being in between, and this relates also to the reconciliation of yes and no. This awareness indicates that this relates also to the link between the conscious and the subconscious or unconscious minds. This relates also to the link between the rational mind and the believing, emotional body that is generally associated with the religionists. This awareness indicates that the attempt of the Hierophant to link the creative force of the Emperor with the emotional force of the Empress, the efforts of this Hierophant to link the conscious mind with the unconscious mind is symbolized in this action. This awareness indicates that the unconscious mind relates in certain levels to the church, the ritual, the belief, the repetition of concepts and ideas. This is the whore that sitteth on the waters of emotion. This awareness indicates that the Emperor, the focusing materialistic levels. This awareness indicates that which would create the materialistic levels, such as science, as the generally accepted logical forms of reasoning, works in the second dimension of thought. The focus and description and definition and boundaries and laws is related to connecting lines between he who does this and the manifestation which is desired by this control. This link between these two is forming two points of dimension. The actual work of the Emperor is resulting in a two-dimensional purpose to control, to mold and to express his will. This awareness indicates that the Emperor enforcing his will, has one purpose in mind, and this then is one-dimensional thinking. It becomes two-dimensional thinking, in respect that it is related to himself and his desire, thus creating two points forming a line of thought. The Hierophant is working in three-dimensional thinking, creating lines between himself and other things, relating the mind to the emotions, but also linking the emotions of the Empress to the directions of the Emperor. Not only does he work in this manner, but works also to link these two to the next level, that of Aleph. In this respect, the Hierophant is dealing in third-dimensional thinking, wherein his arguments and discussions are not as fixed and logical as that of the scientific world. His purpose is not to be totally scientific, but to link the mind to emotion, to link that which is controlling to that which is experiencing. This awareness indicates that for this reason, there is the ritual repetition and heart-type actions associated with the Church, through the Hierophant, through the Pope. In this sense, the whore of Babylon that sitteth upon the waters is that which is linking the emotions of the heart, of the Empress, of the unconscious mind, to the knife of the conscious mind. The knowledge and the emotions begin to merge through the whore of Babylon, the Church, the Hierophant, the structure linking these two. This awareness indicates that wherein this is occurring in this respect, that this is symbolic of the consort of the beast being the mass of humanity, the beast being man as a body, as a physical entity. This awareness indicates that the beast is symbolic of the physical part of man. The follow Christ, those who are a Christian, are symbolic of the spiritual identifications of man, of the life force of the clear consciousness. This Christ or crystal force that is life, that is consciousness from the void, from the Virgin, finds its second coming during this age at this time. This awareness indicates that the beast is the material body of man. The whore that sitteth upon the water is the church, the empress, the linked and the directing, ruling, slicing, and critical mind of the emperor is that which relates to the creator of organized structure of form symbolic of all structures, of all hierophant and hierarchy type systems. This whore that sitteth upon the waters is that which through its doctrine, through its desire, through its needs and wishes, through its links and controls, does have its expression throughout all of the unconscious levels of man. This awareness indicates that this expression was programmed from the time of early Egypt. The emperor is symbolic of that Antichrist. The emperor is the thinking, logical mind. The Antichrist is logical, thinking, definitive, binding, creating laws, creating bonds, creating bondage and creating numbers. This is the Lucifer, symbolic of the light that was stolen from heaven. The light, which was stolen, is the creative thinking type of consciousness which molds form, which sets about to contain and hold form. This awareness indicates that the Antichrist, as was prophesied, has set up its reign. The Antichrist is that which now is beginning to fall. This awareness indicates that this is on one level. In the earlier readings of Rai returning to essence, this symbolized the beginning of the return of Antichrist toward that which is Christ. This transfiguration takes place over this 30-year period between now and the year 2000. The Antichrist, which is the thinking, logical mind of science, the rational, two-dimensional type thinking about three-dimensional experiences, is that which is yielding quickly to concepts that go beyond three-dimensional and sense experience data. This then is leading the scientific minds into levels that are symbolized by the Hierophant, wherein they begin to see a relationship between the thing and the idea, between the object and the emotion. This awareness indicates that as they move more and more into this, they shall also begin to see the purpose and meaning of ritual, which is the physical expression of the emotional feeling. This awareness indicates that as above, so below, that which is above is reflected in that which is below. This awareness indicates that this mirror is not that perfectly flat exact duplicate image in the sense of the ordinary household mirror. This as a parabolic mirror, and the curvature creates the different forms of quality. Quantity and quality both change under this parabolic mirror, but as above, so below, the reflection does echo down in an exact law. The reflection is predictable, though the objects are not identical in looks as in this three-dimensional type of mirroring. With the parabolic mirror of space, the curvature of light reflecting inward toward a center, through this ray from the curved outside toward that inner point, this shaft of light moving in that ray, this shaft of light moving toward that point as being in exact proportions on varying levels. This awareness indicates that in order to see this, you must visualize light as a spherical mirror. You are inside of this spherical mirror. This awareness indicates that from any two or three points on this sphere, the light does flow toward the center. Wherein there is a light in the center, this reflects outward and is gathered by the forces of the sphere and sent back inward toward the center, or toward some area. This awareness indicates that the universe is similar to this. The universe is composed of circular forms of light. These are not always perfect in spherical form. There are shifting areas of this light, and these shifting areas do occasionally move other light points which are created by the outer curves, into different areas. This is what causes the movements of the heavenly bodies. This awareness indicates that the heavenly bodies in turn create, and send certain created energies of light outward, which again are reflected back by these curves. This awareness indicates that if you visualize great bubbles with smaller bubbles inside, and bubbles inside those filled again with bubbles, you will begin to understand slightly what his awareness is describing. These bubbles are composed not of layers of soap, but are solid from the center to the outer shell. This awareness indicates that the varying types of material in each bubble changes according to its size. Wherein the bubble is very minute, the material from the inner point to the outer point is very solid. This is composed entirely of light and smaller bubbles made up of these lights. This awareness indicates that particles of light are of all different sizes. One particle of light is as big as this universe. This awareness indicates that other particles of light are as small as is conceivable by any kind of action and probing. Other particles of light are larger and larger and larger. All things are particles of light. This awareness indicates that these particles of light are the bubbles referred to, and these bubbles are three-dimensional and are like spheres, and contain certain types of matter. This awareness indicates that within each of these bubbles there is the possibility for smaller bubbles to exist. This awareness indicates that wherein smaller bubbles exist, these smaller bubbles are of a denser material. This awareness indicates that wherein moving as a bubble inside another bubble, the denser the material, the smaller the bubbles this bubble does contain. This awareness indicates that in traveling on light, these bubbles latch onto a certain bubble shell of a larger nature and begin to move off into a curved path, depending on how straight or how curved that line is. This is determined by the size of your bubble. The bubble that extends far into space has what appears to be a straight line. Any ships that latch onto this and move go with the speed of light, the speed at which it is traveling in that form. This awareness indicates that when it moves into lower, denser curves, the ship would slow down proportionately. This awareness indicates that when moving into very, very condensed and gross levels of form, the particles become extremely small and the individual moves into matter level. The ship then, which is the soul, which is the body, moves on its path much slower. This slow movement is in direct proportion to the speed of the bubble on which you are traveling. This awareness indicates that these bubbles are certain magnetic fields on this earth. These bubbles are expressed in many ways, in all ways, so any form of matter is actually a bubble. When these bubbles become so thin in their density that the eye does not perceive them, then you have moved into that which has simply shifted octaves above that of sight. This awareness indicates that these shifts of octaves are related unto the changing size and density of the bubble of light. The density of light moving into a very slow vibration is called matter. Light moving into a somewhat faster vibration may be termed sound. In such cases the vibration is below, and in other cases the vibration is above that which can be perceived as sight. This awareness indicates that with certain chemicals, one can see sound. The vibration of the octave above sound does move, then, into that which would be heat. This awareness indicates that there are ultrasonic tones that also are included in the concept of sound. Above heat, this does move into the octave of light, the infrared, the seven colors of the spectrum being the 49th octave, and the ultraviolet being the 50th octave, the infrared as the 48th octave. This awareness indicates that in this movement, all of that which we call light and generally associate with the eyes is that in the 49th octave of light. All other levels also are light. Even the darkness of matter is composed of light that has been slowed down to the point where it is of such a minute and condensed portion that it appears not to be moving. The various chemicals that make up matter are created out of the splitting off of certain rays, of certain colors of the spectrum, as the result of running into forces created by the vortices of the various bubbles. The vortices of these forms of the bubbles where the sides connect, regardless of how large the bubble, or how small the bubble, or what other forces of other bubbles conjoin, this is the environment for that other form of light bubbles which begin to take place. This awareness indicates that as these bubbles conjoin, the nature of that vortex creates the nature of the manifestation at that point of these bubbles. This awareness indicates that these bubbles of light in one place may result in a plant of a certain kind. The vortices of light in another place will result in a plant of a certain kind there. This awareness indicates that this continues, and in this manner, certain forms do begin to manifest as accumulations of light energy. This awareness indicates that this light energy in these various portions of this earth, which is a bubble shape, is that which creates many multiple types of expressions. The seeds of these bubbles are created by the light merging and popping and joining together. These seeds represented through the growth of that begin to express themselves in a physical manifestation, which is the magnetic form of the light force. This awareness indicates that light is composed of radiation and magnetism in constant explosion/implosion. The magnetism and the radiation working in harmony/in opposition, in certain proportions of balance, is that which does have its effects, changing according to the proportion of that light radiation and the magnetic darkness. The bubble coming in conjunction with other bubbles form certain vortices. These vortices result in certain manifestations of energy, certain radiation energies. The particles of light coming together do occasionally create bursts of energy wherein the intensity of a small particle becomes so dynamic that it breaks through the wall of a larger particle. This awareness indicates that this rupture of energy brings about change in these forms. The changes and the transformations are often referred to as death. These movements of energies that come together resulting in various plants and animals, do begin to evolve according to that manner in which the bursting of little bubbles by similar bubbles, and larger bubbles by smaller bubbles, do continue to move. This awareness indicates that evolution is the gathering of a very tiny portion, a seed atom, and as this atom begins to take on more and more of that which was the bubble, it identifies itself with and does form itself into a larger and more evolved creature. This awareness indicates that the link between these various bubbles is symbolized by the Hierophant. The nature of the various bubbles does change proportionately and the qualities do change. This awareness indicates that a bubble of matter is but a small bubble of emotion. A bubble of emotion is but a more localized bubble of nationalism or social levels. This awareness indicates that you visualize a bubble. This bubble has density, as opposed to a mere shell. This bubble resides inside another bubble. This bubble has less density than the one that is within it. This bubble resides within still another bubble, and this other bubble has less density even than the second bubble. This bubble does reside also within yet another bubble, and this fourth bubble has less density than the other three within it. This goes on infinitely, from the minutest particle out to the universe itself. This awareness indicates that as entities move through evolution, the minute particle, the seed atom, does begin to pop through the layers of the bubble next in line. Eventually this begins to grow ever and ever out through more and more levels of awareness into the next bubble, and into the next, and into the next. This awareness indicates that as this permeation outward takes place, that this popping through the bubbles is termed the metamorphosis, the general gradual growth that is evolution. This awareness indicates that for every outer bubble that one pops and where one emerges into the next level, there is an inward reaction on the cells of an individual. There is the balancing of outward movement creating the equal and opposite action of the inward movement. The more radiant the entity becomes and moves toward the outer bubbles, inwardly there is the equal and opposite direction, which is the magnetism. This awareness indicates this as likened unto the egg, in which the white represents the radiation and the yolk represents the magnetism. This radiation becomes greater and merges through more and more levels of these bubbles, these densities, and goes into higher and higher vibrational levels wherein the density is less and less thick or viscous. When this occurs, there is an equally proportional movement in terms of magnetism. The magnetism is moving ever and ever more densely into matter levels. This awareness indicates this is creating denser and denser reflections from the conscious. This awareness indicates that this is creating denser and denser matter from the movement outward into antimatter, or spirit, or the outer bubbles. This awareness indicates that this density of the magnetism does begin to take form in terms of matter itself and does begin to create a reflective negative force, which is the material, equal opposite manifestation of the anti-material or spiritual manifestation that is going through the higher levels. This awareness indicates that this then may be seen as that which is creating the condensation of light into a diamond, whereas that which is radiating ever outward in the opposite direction, and in all directions, is that which is shifting levels through these bubbles and radiating ever outward that which is moving into less condensed areas of light until there appears to be greater and greater space. This awareness indicates that as these two equal and opposite reactions continue moving through levels, the diamond becoming harder, the light radiation becomes freer. This awareness indicates that in terms of forces, as the magnetism becomes greater, the diamond, or the glass, the crystal becomes denser. As the radiation begins to intensify and the consciousness of the individual begins to expand into greater and greater levels, breaking through one bubble after another, this creates greater and greater feelings of space, and less confinement. The greater confinement of moving into matter, wherein light becomes likened unto a diamond, is symbolic of the Antichrist. As light moves ever outward, moving through varying bubbles, ever expanding, this is likened unto the Christ who identifies with the All, with the Father in heaven. This awareness indicates that the word heaven as heaven. This heaving or expanding of consciousness releases entities from physical needs toward greater and greater freedom in the world of spirit, the world of consciousness. This awareness indicates that this movement into heaven does indeed create the equal and opposite movement into hell. Hell is the physical. Hell is the desires. This awareness indicates that as the new being manifests and comes into being during these next few years, there will be the equal and opposite actions that move entities who are of the materialistic, magnetic cycle into denser and denser levels of matter. This awareness indicates that in understanding chemistry, the changes that will be occurring are related to intensification of certain metals. This also relates to the breaking down of other metals that once appeared to be of a durable nature. This awareness indicates that this occurs in all levels of matter. There will be discovered changes in the quality of matter. The very density of matter shall begin to change. What was positive is shifting to what is negative. These poles shifting affect the material structure of matter on all levels. This awareness indicates that the movement of light from the clear light down to the condensation that is termed the diamond is that which follows the clear spectrum. Other jewels result from the varying prismatic actions of the bubble, which cause certain other colors to come through. This awareness indicates that these colors condense also. The pure red may condense into the ruby. This relates to gems, stones, minerals, vitamins, cells and enzymes. This awareness indicates this relates unto areas of the body, to various organs, to various densities, and to other structures that make up the various levels of what is called flesh and bones. This awareness indicates that the variation in these rays of light on the different tissue, bone, blood, or whatever, responds to certain light waves that work in correspondence to its own. This awareness indicates that for this manner, the type 7 healing of Krama therapy using colored lights is valid. This awareness indicates that the different psychic centers relate to the different spectrum colors, and each of these has to do with a different bubble and its center. These bubbles, these colors that result from the reflection of one bubble off of another, which results from the slowing down of a light particle, which results in the curving of a light particle into a smaller bubble of lower vibration, are symbolic of the many, many levels that make up the universe. This awareness indicates that as above, so it is below. As it is within, so it is without. Every point within the All is constantly reflecting the light of these many, many bubbles, one within the other, often centered perfectly, one within the other, resulting in a clear light, or when slightly out of balance, resulting in one of the spectrum colors. This awareness indicates that all of this is symbolic of the universe in its states of balance and imbalance. The shifting is the result of the changing of the bubbles. The bubbles are changed through will. This awareness indicates that the Hierophant stands between as the levels and the connections between these levels. The Hierophant stands between the will, which is creating the different levels, and the Empress, which is the reflection of the different levels. The Hierophant is linking the heart and the mind, the Empress and the Emperor, the physical and the spiritual, the Christ and the Antichrist. The Hierophant is in between, and is symbolized as wisdom, as the link, as the hook, as the yoga, or the yoke. This awareness indicates that in yoga, the purpose is to move consciousness from the lower levels of experience into the higher levels of experiencing. This action links the lower, Antichrist self with the Father and allows the Antichrist to transform and become one with the Father, one with God, and one with the All. This then is the Christ. This awareness indicates that this link, when kept open, clear, and understood, is likened unto a door for entities to move into spirit. The link itself, the Hierophant, the yoke, the union, the shift of levels is important. The level itself is static. This awareness indicates that the link that joins and moves through all these levels, when kept clear and understood, is termed wisdom. When the link is broken and one level is seen and one level is gathered, when the link is broken between the unconscious and the conscious mind, this is symbolized in the eating of the tree of knowledge, the five senses which form the fruit of the tree of knowledge. The conscious mind, the Antichrist, is that which is eaten of and may cause entities to forget the levels from whence they came. This awareness indicates that when the tree of wisdom with its seven fruits are eaten, the seven fruits being the psychic centers, the doorways between bubbles begin to open, and entities shift levels and begin to move into higher levels of evolution very quickly. This is the tree of wisdom, as opposed to the tree of knowledge, which is represented by the five senses. This awareness indicates that the link between these two, the yoke between these two, is coming about in the new being. This awareness indicates there have been many who have reached cosmic consciousness through the seven psychic centers, through yoga, through the various fruits of the tree of wisdom. There have been many who have reached this level of cosmic consciousness. This awareness indicates there are few who reach the level of cosmic consciousness and also are capable of relating well with the tree of knowledge. This awareness indicates that when the five senses and the seven psychic centers both become understood for what they are, and when the tree of wisdom and the tree of knowledge both are seen in proper relation to each other, at that time the new being comes about. This awareness indicates that the tree of knowledge, which is the five sense perceptions and the data gathered through them, is the tool to the tree of wisdom. Entities who eat of the tree of wisdom may use their senses, but must never be controlled by these senses. This awareness indicates those who believe their senses are deceived by their ears and eyes, their nose and mouth and the touch of their hand. Those who believe their feelings, those who believe their psychic centers are those who are living in the Garden of Eden and those who are ever expanding their experiences toward those heavenly states. This awareness indicates that the tree of knowledge may be sharpened, your senses may be made more and more acute and sensitive until they begin to be more truthful. This awareness indicates that the merging of the psychic centers and the senses into sharp perfection, where there is no evil and no good, there is only truth, what eyes, is that which begins to express the new being. This awareness indicates that this new being has partaken of the tree of knowledge, has fallen, has gained understanding through the senses, and yet is capable of returning to the tree of wisdom, knowing from whence it came. This awareness indicates that this brings about love with mercy, which results in wisdom. December 17, 1971.